Hey everyone, welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. My name is Beck and today I am joined by one of my best friends, Michelle LaRue, as we discuss friendships, talking about the history of them, today's current culture and the way that people are living their lives now, how we can mimic Jesus and how he was a great friend. And yeah, let's get into it. So, Michelle, here we are. Hello. Can you kick us off? Just tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Give them an idea of what a typical day in your life looks like.
Yeah, great. I am the youth director here at C3 SYD at our brilliant church that I love very much. And a day in my life really looks like getting into work. I drive, I commute a billion years to get here to the Northern Beaches, praise God. So I live all the way out in Western Sydney. Mm-hmm. Love doing work here with some of my besties in the whole world. And then usually get home pretty late and then I'm usually having dinner with someone or doing something like that. This week I've got like dinners every single night of the week because I love hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
It's just like my favorite thing to do.
Love doing life in community.
Yeah. Wait a second. Yes. So that's pretty much my weekdays look like that. My weekends also look like hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very sociable.
Yeah.
Extroverted.
Yeah.
Person. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are very excited to have Michelle on this podcast. One, because she is a writer of this preaching series, so she actually wrote the notes on friendship, on our friendship topic.
Yeah, all the notes on friendship.
All the notes on friendship. Yeah, she knows everything about being a good friend. And I can testify to this because Michelle also happens to be one of my closest friends. We've been friends for almost 9 years.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty much our whole young adult lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, our young adult lives have been very tightly knit together.
My whole young adult life, Beck.
Yeah. Well, same. Yeah. I was like 20 when we met.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're my senior.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, speaking of Michelle writing the notes,
this
is a stat that she sent in. Mm. We're just talking about, talking about friendships, talking about community, talking about the current culture that we are living in here in Sydney and in the world. And one of the stats that Michelle sent through was that in 2023, the New South Wales Mental Health Commission released a report that showed that almost half, so 48%, crazy, of New South Wales residents reported experiencing loneliness at least some of the time or often, and 39% of people reported experiencing loneliness between some of the time to always, which is crazy.
Wild.
And so sad.
Huge stat.
Yeah.
That's not like some stat from like China or America. That's like New South Wales residents.
Right where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of New South Wales residents are in Sydney.
True.
So it's like that's.
Yeah.
You can say that's a Sydney stat.
Wow.
Really.
Yeah.
Like from 2023. So post-COVID. Mm. It's not in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
Like that's out the other end of all of that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Why do you think that that is currently?
Yeah, I mean, COVID obviously had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this series, we like, as we're doing this, we're looking at culture and we're looking at, you know, the church and Christianity and what we have to say about these things. And one of the cool things that I got to do when I was writing these notes was to look back in history and kind of look through like, how has friendship evolved, you know, over many, many years? And I think, you know, where we are at now in 2025 or 2023 is not just like out of nowhere. It's a result of thousands of years that have come before us and culture and different things happening and that kind of stuff. And so as I was reading, I stumbled upon this quote from C.S. Lewis.
Love
C.S. Lewis. Yeah. You know, love Aslan. Love you, Aslan. Shout out my boy Az. And he has this amazing book called The Four Loves. And he goes through all the different types of loves, in, like Greek words of love.
Like and, agape and all that?
Agape love, eros love, philia love.
Yeah.
Wait, is that right?
Or yeah.
I might have got that wrong.
No, I think so because I always think it sounds like family, which is like kind of what it means, right?
Yeah, and I can't remember. Yeah. Anyways, mm-hmm. So you can tell I did some really deep research. But it was this amazing quote from him, and I feel like it kind of just like sums it up. Obviously, C.S. Lewis is not around today, but still in a very similar cultural moment. So he says, to the ancients, friendship seemed the happiest and most fully human of all loves.
Aww.
So to our philosophers from back in the day, friendship really was the highest relationship you could ever have.
Yeah.
It's the happiest and most fully human of all loves. The crown of life and the school of virtue. The modern world in comparison ignores it. Oh. We admit, of course, that besides a wife and a family, a man needs a few friends, literally in quotations. And then he goes on to say, it's something quite marginal though. It's not a main course in life's banquet.
Yeah.
It's a diversion. It's a diversion.
That's a Moana quote.
Is that Moana?
Anyone was wondering?
It's not a main course in life's banquet, a diversion, something that fills up the chinks of one's time. How has this come about? The first and most obvious answer is that few value it because few experience it. And it's like this really interesting thing that we can see throughout history is that other relationships have actually been put onto a pedestal above friendship because of different things, specifically for us, the sexual revolution in the 60s,
totally.
The industrial revolution I won't get into it, but particularly something like the sexual revolution in the 60s, where it was like suddenly, and even before then, but like the nuclear family before the sexual revolution was the absolute height of human relationship.
What's the nuclear family?
Like, you know, like mom, dad, and two kids.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
White picket fence. Yeah. You know, American dream.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. And then, the sexual revolution, it goes from an idol of marriage to an idol of sex, but it's the same idol in a sense. Mm. And putting that kind of eros love above friendships. And so we're kind of living in that world of
Wait, sorry, can you explain the eros?
Yeah.
The eros of it all?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like eros, like erotic.
Yeah.
Love, sexual love.
Yeah.
The love between like a husband and wife or a whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So we put that above and in the church we are guilty of that as well. That idol of marriage.
Mm.
And you know, we've been single ladies for as long as we've known each other.
Yep.
And
right, our whole lives.
And so like, you know, I know that we've had some conversations about this, but just the way that that has actually – marriage is beautiful and sexual relationships, they're beautiful and God designed, but what it's done is it's the idolization of that has meant that friendships take the back seat and people go, oh, I don't really need friends. I've got my family. I've got my kids.
Yeah.
I've got my husband.
Mm.
I've got whatever. Friendships can fit around, which is what C.S. is saying in this. But then people miss just like the beautiful, like it's, you know, a part of, it's the main course of life's banquet.
Yeah.
It's friendships. Like it's not meant to just fit around. It's meant to be a big rock of our life. And and that is, scriptural. That's the way that God created us.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, as you mentioned, us having been single this whole time, something that has been an absolute pillar in mine and our like young adult lives has been the fact that us and most of our friends have also been single. And so we've been able to have that as our main course for 9 years. Of just like really great, deep friendships where we can cry together, champion each other, like do all the things. And I am so beyond grateful for it and glad that like, while I wanted to get married a while ago, where like I would have, welcomed that.
Yeah.
I know that I wouldn't have had the depth of these friendships. And so now when I do get married eventually, hopefully one day, thank you, Jesus, I will have these friendships that I'm not going to just like cast to the side because they're not important anymore. Like I know how important they are.
Mm.
And I would assume for you too, of just like, they just top it all currently.
Yeah.
Well, not Jesus. Don't top Jesus, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do we get out of that then?
Mm.
Like,
yes.
What do you think? I mean, you kind of touched on the cause of it, but then how do we shift that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously that's just one aspect of why friendships maybe have taken the back seat.
Yeah.
There's other cultural currents going on. So that's what I like to call them, cultural currents that you get kind of swept up in.
Wow, the EAC, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sydney, sorry.
Yeah. So it's like you get swept up in these cultural currents. And as Christians, we are, you know, it's the fish, you know, the fish swimming the other way. Like that's the whole thing is that we are in the cultural current. We can't actually escape that current, but we can swim against it. And we're not going to be able to get out of the water. We're fish. We're in the water.
Yeah.
But how can we navigate those currents? And so that is one of them that is complex because it's also within the church.
Yeah.
And then the other one, really, there are a few different ones when I was like researching and stuff. And one that is really clear, and especially for young people, but for everyone, is the digital connection. We're so connected digitally, and everybody knows this. I'm preaching to the choir, but like, we're so connected digitally.
Yeah.
That it actually is kind of like a smokescreen of the fact that everyone is so lonely.
Yeah.
And so we're so connected, but we're actually, because of that digital connection, our loneliness and depression and well-being, it's actually like plummeting. And there's so many stats about that I won't go into.
Yeah.
But those online connections they're superficial usually.
Yeah.
They're quite passing. They're like an addiction rather than an actual friendship.
Yeah, parasocial relationships.
Come on.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Do you know it?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like people are talking about it now. It's like this parasocial, I don't know what the para means, but basically like you follow someone online and you see all these aspects of their life and then you feel like you have connection with them, but literally they have no idea who you are.
Yes.
And it's like, I guess it's the thought of like where people feel like they can speculate on people's relationships or their weight or like different things because they're seeing so much of that person's life online that they feel like they know them. They feel like they can weigh in on those things, but they literally don't know them.
Yeah. It's like,
but it fills that gap because you're like, oh, I have all these connections online.
Yeah.
Like, well, actually, no, you don't.
No, it's fake.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's a pseudo kind of connection.
Yeah.
That actually is not what we were created for.
No.
And so that's kind of where it comes down to. The other one is a funny one. It's an interesting one, especially for Sydney, is that we are so transient. And we're so mobile and we move around the world and we move in and we move out. And that really is not, we actually weren't created for that. Mm. We were created to be a part of a tribe, you know, to be
a
part
of a
village and to have a group of people around us who are, you know, with us for life.
Yeah.
But we live in a transient culture. And so that's another one. And then just the pace of modern life, individualism, like what can I get out of this? What can I do? If it's not best for me, I'm leaving it in the past.
Yeah, it's not serving me.
Yeah, yeah, like, like all of those different things. We live in a consumer society and so our friendships to us become consumeristic.
Yeah.
Like, Beck, I'm kind of just, sorry, Beck, like we're drifting apart. Like, you know, like I'm just not getting what I need from this friendship and it's
taking. I just feel like we're growing and changing in different directions.
Yeah. Which,
like,
you know, okay, but like, you know, I'm committed to life, Beck.
Same.
Yeah. So, and like we have a great friendship because like most of our things that we like and that we're interested in are very opposite.
Yeah.
And but we have a beautiful friendship because
totally.
I mean obviously Christ is the same, but But the thing that brings us together is our shared experience in life.
Yes, totally.
Not just the things that we like.
Yeah.
Like we've done life together.
Mm.
So when you have friends online and you're just friends because you like the same thing.
Yeah.
Like that will only last so long.
Yeah, can't carry you through the hard times.
Yeah, and that's what friendship is meant to be.
Yeah.
Your psychologist is not your friend.
Yeah.
Your psychologist is your psychologist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like your friends actually, that's what your friends are meant to be there to actually support you and walk through the mud with you.
Yeah.
And be there for you in those times. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just like some cultural currents is very interesting. And as we go through it in the campaign, like we're delving deeper into, we're actually looking at Jesus and how Jesus was a great friend. And the characteristics of Jesus' friendships and how he was a beautiful friend and honesty and trust and care and love and all those really beautiful things about how Jesus actually was a friend.
Yeah. Can you give us, I mean, obviously, if people want to hear more, they can come to our services and hear the actual kind of preaching based on these notes.
Yeah.
Can you give just like one quick example of something that Jesus did to be a really great friend?
Yeah, yep, I can. I've got, okay, let me have a look. One of the things is Jesus' friendship with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
Oh, yeah, the siblings.
Yeah, all the Sibbies. In all four of the gospel accounts, it's really clear that Jesus visited them really often.
Yeah, right.
And spent a lot of time with them and really like was at their house a lot, did life with them.
I like want to cry.
yeah. Beck's like, the chosen. But it's really clear that he really loved those siblings.
Yeah.
Very dearly. In John 11, it shows that obviously when Lazarus dies, Jesus weeps over Lazarus and Mary and Martha are able to be so honest. Like if you were here, you wouldn't have died, you know, it's beautiful honesty, beautiful trust in that relationship. And so it's clear that Jesus like was such a beautiful friend to them, but he spent so much time with them.
Yeah.
They had him at their house so much. He had great trust with them and he loved them very dearly. And so that's a really cool example of like the love and care that Christ had for his friends.
Yeah.
And how we can have that same love and care.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sneak peek.
Yeah. A little sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneak. Yeah. Love it. Well, that's all we have time for, unfortunately. We could talk forever, and we do.
Extended version.
Oh, finally. Yes, that is all we have time for today. But as we said, if you want to hear more, if you want to hear more of that biblical perspective on how to do life well in relationship and connection with each other in community, why don't you come be part of our community? Check us out online, c3syd.church. Why don't come to our services?
Please.
We've got four locations around Sydney. So head to our website, find your local location, and we'll see you there.
Come on, I can't wait.
Yeah.